This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Ms. Mosquito and I have been sticking pretty close to home for our weekly excursion. I was about to say excursions, but no, excursion. One a week, no matter what. Take an excursion and call me in the morning, right? But like I was saying, we don't get too far away. And we, you and me and Ms. Mosquito, we are so lucky to live in these borderlands, so full of history, so full of natural history, so much natural history. And it needs to be saved. It needs to be celebrated. I like that, celebrated. So our excursions are celebrations. We, Ms. Mosquito and I, still get pretty excited, you know, when we're out and about. And there are some exclamations involved, whether we're in or out of the truck. We're shouting, whoa, look at this. What are these? Oh, my goodness. Those kind of things, right? That kind of excitement. So weekly celebrations renew us, and they're good for us. And like I was saying before I interrupted myself, we don't get too far away from home. And so sometimes, actually many times, we go to the same grassland, the same the same desert, the same woodland, and we have plants we look for in familiar spots in those aforementioned same old communities. We have a favorite drive. I got to tell you this, a favorite drive, a stop and go, a picnic excursion from our home near the banks of the Ojalote, across the valley, going west and up and over the Dragoon Mountains. Stop and go, like I said, shout plant names. Doesn't matter the season. The plants could be dormant. The plants could be leafing out. They could be flowering. Doesn't matter. We're celebrating old plant friends. And when we get on the west side of those mountains, we poke around warm rocky slopes, warm boulders, and no matter the season, we always look for coral bean, a favorite plant that we visit, no matter the season. You know, listen to this. You know, if it wasn't for the Gadsden Purchase, coral bean, Erythrina flabelliformis, wouldn't be found in southeastern Arizona or southwestern New Mexico. We are in its northernmost range from Mexico. And it has so much to love. These brilliant red flowers on naked branches, midsummer, think July, followed by fan-shaped green leaves, think flabelliformis, fan-shaped, and then long pods that dehiss and dangle and display the red seed, the coral bean. A bean so hard that I use a file or a grinding wheel to break the seed coat if I want to germinate that seed. It's in the pea family, Fabaceae, the pea family, my friends. It rocks our deserts, mesquites, palaverdes, ironwoods, acacia, sinus, dahlias. And I love that you find Erythrina flabelliformis just above the desert floor in different biotic communities, you know, from 3,000 feet in elevation to 5,500 feet in elevation, sometimes near oaks, sometimes near saguaros, always in hot geology. It's a desert borderlands native that reminds us that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.